season 4 of the award-winning team building exercise. And this time, the guys are covering escalation.
In this one, the knuckleheads are going to be talking about the enforcers. I really have nothing to say about them. They kind of suck.
And welcome to Team Building Exercise. I'm sorry, the award-winning Team Building Exercise. And my name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
And this is Season 4, Episode 5? Wow. Of that show where we go over all the lists. This one's The Enforcers from Escalation.
Clap it up, boys. Good one.
Good one. Good one. Yeah. So we're talking about the boring-ass enforcers.
Really, Rob? This is what got you into Dead Zone.
I know. It's sad.
These are your boys.
Yeah, they were. Really.
They're just so planned now.
Save it.
We will start with Jack. Jack, please tell us your list for the amazing enforcers that I was just joking. I love them.
Okay. My list is, to begin with, I went with the enforcer captain.
What?
Yeah. To be honest, he's a little pricier than I would have liked, but that's just because I'm not a fan of, say, how expensive the enforcers are.
Well, if you don't like expensive armies, you are in the wrong aisle.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm here under protest. But he's got the recon of 4 plus that I don't care for, but stalwart is good, so I think I had to make a lot of compromises in picking him. And 4 VPs, too. But anyways.
TAC 2, so, though.
TAC 2 is the compromise that...
Armor 1.
When it comes right down to it, I like the extra die. So, Coach, if you want to do us the honor of telling us what stalwart means.
Yes. Well, the enforcers are famed for their resilience and stubbornness. You may spend an army special result on your command dice to immediately reroll any number of your dice in a survive test, which is freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a very, very, very useful splat.
One splat is any number. It's not like you have to spend. You don't have to spend a splat per reroll. It's any number. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, if you've got a splat sitting there, you have a kind of immortal model on the board.
Basically, yeah.
You'd have to be very unlucky. Yeah.
Well, you guys ever play Fabian? the rampage king.
Yeah. Poor guy.
But, that's pretty good. You can't complain about that one.
That's what we've been talking about in the past. What makes it a great splat is the fact that it is a good splat at any time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, I'm going to get killed here. All right. You know, and then just re-roll, roll that. The only thing is, like, with him, you got a 4-shoot, 4-survive, 5-fight. Sometimes you think you'll take a chance on the fight, but if you got that splat there, you might say, hey, you know what? I'm going to survive on this one just for the hell of it, you know?
Right.
But the 4 VPs is, oof.
Yeah. Again, a little pricey for my liking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what my beef is with him? He's got in the book, he's got this awesome model guy. You know, of course, he's pointing. He's not kneeling. He doesn't have his foot up on an oven, but he is pointing, but he only has a pistol.
Yeah.
Oh, which I don't understand.
Yet there he is with a dope-ass rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he upgraded.
Yeah, 34 points, though.
He upgraded for the picture.
Yeah, I might have to look into this.
Pretty expensive. Yeah, but that splat is super powerful. That's the only reason to have that guy.
Yeah. Oh, TAC 2.
And TAC 2,
the TAC 2 and the stalwart. I compromised. That was not a pick of love, for sure. Yeah. And honestly, at one point, and this sounds crazy, I was thinking for 10 more points, I could take the Peacekeeper Captain, look what he's got.
Right.
But then again, now that's a quarter of your army.
Yeah. That's hard to take him for that reason.
Yeah. Way too expensive. He's very expensive, but he's good, though. But we'll see what happens.
Somebody might have picked him.
Yeah.
So, for my bare bones troops, I have five of them. The first is an assault enforcer.
Nice.
I like the frenzy. He's got armor. He can mix it up. And you know what? There was a time when they were probably the most ridiculed and mocked model in the game. And now I threw one in.
It's true. They definitely got better.
Yeah, they got a lot better.
It's only 14 points. So, I don't know. I can't complain. And after that, I have four Pathfinders with the tag rifles.
Woo!
That's where the real...
where the rubber hits the road.
Yeah, that's when you decide what your army's gonna, what your strike team's strength's gonna be. I went with the classic, the spamming of the Pathfinder. Not original in any way, shape, or form.
Well, but it's original if you're talking to one of us, but yeah, go ahead.
It works. It works. And, fight on six is pretty trash, but saves on fours and shoots on fours, yeah.
Survive on four.
It's a... Yeah.
Survive on four with Stallworth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the survivors. He's a survivor.
You know what's great? You shoot them with an AP-7 weapon. I don't care. I ain't got no armor.
Yeah. when you questioned the save on four, I thought, oh, no, I didn't check the... FAQ...
No, they've always survived on four.
Yeah, okay.
He was just making sure nothing changed.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good, Jack. I'm saying, like, you know, if you get into a fight with them, you're not fighting back. You're just surviving. And then you have Stalwart. You're good.
Yes. And that's basically, you try not to get into a fight, but if they do, they can kind of handle themselves.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like, I'm not talking, they're not, like, plague level of troop. But,
yeah. Dare I say, break away with these guys would be pretty good.
Yeah, you just gotta survive, right?
With a survive, oh yeah.
And you just need one.
You know, run like hell.
Uh-huh.
So for my specialists, I took, two dog drones.
Yeah. You know, as I was scrolling, I stopped on it saying, I have a feeling Jack's going to pick one of these.
It's got the burst laser. The range is good. It's got suppression. It's got the weight of fire. If you want to control control the battleground a bit with suppression, it's nice. It's like giving a troop a HMG or something like that. But it's only 12 points for the enforcers. That's a bargain. The stats are kind of trash. But then you look at the speed and you go, oh, 2-4, they can move. You can get them in and out, hopefully, wherever you need to get them pretty quick.
They're now, beasts, Jack, though, unfortunately.
You went straight up? I'm saying just with, you know, burst laser, nothing special, nothing different on them?
No.
Okay.
Is there something that you're thinking you would... Any little tidbits you'd like to pass along to the listeners at large?
Save them for later.
With them you could put a light assault on them. You know what I mean? You could put something, you know, so you don't have to be stuck with the burst laser. Now, don't get me wrong, like right out of the box, they are awesome. But, you know, you could put an incinerator on them.
Thermal rifle,
you know, obviously the burst laser.
Fusion gun, so it gets fried.
Yeah.
Expensive, though. Well, not really, because they get up to 18 with a fusion gun. That's not bad.
No. But, you know, with the range, I mean, so your fusion gun is a range 4. Mm-hmm. You know, the incinerator, range 2. Thermal rifle, range 4.
Burst laser is great, though, anyways. It's got suppression and weight of fire 1. That's a really good weapon, anyways.
But I'm saying the thing with the range, you have a 2-4 move.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to kind of be silly and put, like, say, an incinerator or a fusion gun on them,
you can move
on
up.
4,
yeah.
You know, shoot dice, you're in business.
And in all honesty, when I perused, I said, okay, yeah, the range 4, the burst laser works for what I need it for.
Right.
But there are some selections in there that if you really you can close that distance with that speed four and be able to use that pretty quick.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that's a new, you know, you could, cause they were at, you know, they're good as they are, man. There's nothing wrong with the dog drone. And plus 12 points, one VP, you can't go wrong with that at all. But, I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to switch it up a little bit, you could. You had the ability to. That's why I was asking. I was setting you up, Jack. Just setting
for
you up.
For failure.
Well, no. Just setting you up for a discussion.
Poor guy. He's going to cry himself to sleep now.
Yeah, so basically it's a plague specialist with HMG, but it's got some advantages, some disadvantages, and I think combined with the Pathfinders, if they can keep some suppression, I like them. Next, I took an Enforcer Engineer for 17 points, two VPs. What? And he's got, again, some armor. Got the stat line that people come to know and love for the Enforcers, the 4-5-4. And Hacker Engineer, that's what you...
You that's like what to you be, for people. Yeah, if you have to need the hacker, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, like he's got a jump pack, which is helpful, help him move around, but Hacker Engineer. And after that, I took a Pathfinder Specialist.
Really?
Yeah. With just the tag rifle, the whole...
As the it,
whole...
Is it the exact same that? Price as a normal Pathfinder?
Yeah.
But it gets Hacker.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Smackly.
So you're paying the troop tax to get Hacker. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I paid a couple extra dockets for another Hacker. Now, hopefully, I wouldn't have to use it, but another Pathfinder on the field and can hack, I'll take it.
He's a hack.
He's a hack.
You didn't give her the mono wheel like in the picture?
No. No, I did not. Which, there's with Scout and a mono wheel. Yeah, okay. I could see why. For me, it wasn't the point.
Yeah, that, you could get right up the board, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then last but not least, I took a Peacekeeper.
Nice.
Tank.
Bare bones?
With a Defender Shield.
I was saying, yeah. What are you, crazy? What, you forget it in the truck?
So no, did you... You didn't mention your Enforcer Engineer has a Defender Shield. Did you mention that?
Oh, I forgot.
What?
You just reminded me when you said Defender Shield. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Another reason. Yes. It's just a guy to protect and hack. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And I figure the Enforcer Engineer, Hacker's not enough to, you know, justify for some points, but if he's also adding protection to, say, a sniper who's moving along with him, or maybe the dog drone, they can go up as a team.
Dog's so much faster, though.
You could protect.
You should be able to ride him.
I'm just saying. You can, like the mono wheel, except for it's the dog.
Yeah, you should be able to jump on the dog.
But that burst laser might cause some chafing.
Well, it's you can't fire the gun while you're riding him. But a Peacekeeper with a Defender Shield, that's like, oh my god, that's ridiculous.
Because they come stock with two armor. They're size two. So already there's the hit points are starting to pile up. You put the Defender Shield on there, and hopefully he'll bring someone along under his arm, maybe a couple of the Pathfinders or something. And he's got the double-barrel laser with the rapid-fire way to fire. He's got a gauntlet for knockback. He's got he's got a lot going for him. And the same stat line, 4-5-4.
Yeah, he's just a normal Peacekeeper stat line.
So he's the tank.
Yeah, for sure.
And that, my friends, for a nice total of 200 points on the nose. Oof. And 22 VPs, that would be my Enforcer list.
Oh, Jack, you've done it again.
I'd be upset if Jack couldn't land on 200.
Yeah, that's all the time. He prides himself upon that.
No, I hadn't noticed. Have I done that every time? I wasn't aware.
You know what's great is the humility of it, too. You know, good job, Jack.
22 points, 22 VPs. That's a lot, though. How many people is in this army?
Well, let's take a look. I 11? Have the leader, 5 specialists, and 5 troops. So 11 for a full total. That's, you know, 2 VPs each on average. Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's only dog drones and your insult enforcer that help you with that number.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's 36 models less than a plague army.
But I do suspect I will not be alone in the fact that that's the case. I think we're going to see a lot of very high VP counts.
Yeah, I think with these guys, as you're building, you just don't look at the VPs. Just don't even...
You can't worry about it, yeah.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, it's like your credit card during the Christmas season. You just, okay, it is what it is. Deal with it later.
I'd like to say I'm very happy for one thing, that's for sure. We weren't interrupted, so I'm excited about that. So I want to get out of this segment before Jack gets interrupted. We'll come back and I'll discuss my list and Coach's list. And then we'll talk about what we hate about everything, because we have lots of hate in our hearts.
I can't wait for Rob.
I've made peace with my hate.
You know what's better than all those movies like The Avengers or Iron Man or Man of Steel or Dark Knight Rises? You know what's better than all that?
The porn parodies that were released shortly after them.
And Vinland Old Time Radio. You know why?
Because today's youth want old-timey radio productions, variety shows via a podcast format.
Because the budget of the imagination is unlimited.
That. I'm going to trademark that. Trademark. Is that how trademarks work? You just blurt out?
I think so.
Okay.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com. Come for the funny. Stay for the alcohol.
And the budget of the imagination.
All right. We're back. That was Jack's list. We are talking everything enforcers. For some reason, the faction that got Rob into Dead Zone is now, I wouldn't say dead to him, but maybe mortally wounded to him. Yeah, so
it is kind of true.
Yeah,
but this is definitely a step back up. The Outbreak was the bottom for me. That was just like, oh, he's
really?
Was an Outbreak. It was Outbreak because when did the assault enforcers get fixed? This time or the one time before?
It was Outbreak.
They got fixed. Yeah, so Outbreak was when they're coming back up.
Yeah.
So and I think they've only gotten better since then. So
You like the changes in escalation better, that like in the step in the right direction?
Yes. It's definitely okay. It was version 2 was when it was a low, and now Outbreak's better, and then now they're even better. So
I think it was just because the other stuff, the new stuff came in hot and heavy, and these guys,
they got left behind a bit.
Them and the plague were left behind.
Yeah.
And it was, but now I think with the escalation as opposed to Outbreak, we're back, Mortimer. We're back.
Yeah, they're getting better.
But even part of the problem was, I think, the peacekeepers got jobbed by their own faction.
Right.
All the new hotness came in, and it was like, well, why would I take these dopey things? Well, they were like supposed to be the best, the elite. They were supposed to be everything. But like these are the chosen ones, and in their own faction, they were made obsolete in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyways, my list, I'm going to start with Enforcer Sergeant.
Nice.
Because, he's cheaper. He's not crazy points. He's only 28 points. Mm. 3 VPs still, which, hey, he's got the same weapons as Jack's guy, which is a pistol and energy gauntlet. He's got the jump pack. He's TAC 1, which is not great. He's Recon 4, which is good. And, he's got mobile infantry. Please, Coach, tell us what mobile infantry does.
Why, sure. I will, Rob. Mobile infantry is a suspended army special result at the beginning of the model's activation. If the active model is equipped with a jump pack, which the only ones who don't have a jump pack is the Pathfinders,
mm-hmm.
and does not have the vehicle ability, it may make a free sprint action. The model may not take a second sprint action or a move action this activation.
Yeah, so pretty much with a splat, you can move them up 2 instead of the one you'd be able to normally move up. So it doubles your move, pretty much. If you get enough splats, that's pretty good. But you need jump packs. So obviously my whole army is going to have jump packs. Yeah. And, I start with,
Well, before you, let's talk mobile infantry. So this is good. This is really good for heavy weapon guys, you know, long action guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you think about it, it's almost like a double splat, a double move dice.
Yeah.
You know, with it, it's on the surface. You look at this one and you say, this isn't good. You know, it's situational, but in a good way. And it's one of those splats, like you said, we can use at any time.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get obsolete later on in the game.
It pretty much makes a jump pack enforcer have a two move, which is nice instead of a 1-2, right? So.
Right. The only thing that the only drawback is the tack one.
Yeah. But that's all the cheaper leaders always have tack one. So.
Yeah.
And he saved 6 points off of my guy. So, you know, mobile infantry is good, but also you can play with some more points down the road.
Although I had a hell of a time fitting points into this list. It's hard.
Well, I have a point, but I'll get back to it with my list.
Okay.
All right.
For my troops, I took 4 assault enforcers.
What?
Because, they're pretty good. The AP 1 wristblade and the frenzy 1 automatically, that's pretty good. They're cheap. They're only 14 points each. Once again, I had a lot of point issues in this list. But, they're pretty good now. They used to be terrible, and now I think they're good as a troop choice.
Well,
really good. You've leaned heavy.
Yep.
Well, what was, when you think about it, right? They're so good now, but the only thing is the frenzy one.
Yeah, you just said.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That one little stupid change really makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
You know? You know what? In version one, for some reason, I'm talking version one, card version one. They were just awful, god awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, the frenzy one makes a big deal. It you know, the five fight, you know, I mean,
yeah, that's the only problem. Yeah,
a Khaleesi 3. You know, these guys.
You never even compete with a Khaleesi. Khaleesi are the best hand to hand fighters in the game. So,
well, I mean, in an aberration, you know.
Wow, so aberrations.
You're
also paying. You could buy 4 Khaleesis for 1 aberration,
right?
And 4 assault forces. So I took 4 of those. That's nice. That's my whole troop. Because I kind of had a theme for this list. I wanted to prove that you could do a little bit more hand to hand with the enforcers, which was never possible before.
Mm-hmm.
But next, I took a enforcer specialist, and he has hacker. That's the reason I took him. But he also, I gave him a hollow sight with his burst laser, a burst laser and a hollow sight. So
wait, I'm sorry. You took an enforcer specialist, giving him a burst laser.
Yes.
Okay.
And a hollow sight.
Nice.
So he turns into the good old, just like the Marauder ones with the, you get the white of fire one, you get suppression, and you get hollow sight.
Right.
Nice combo in that guy. I have 2 enforcer specialists, but these are my shooters in the list.
So you have 2 of them with burst lasers and hollow sights?
No, the other one just has a hollow sight, because I couldn't afford to have 2 burst lasers on both of them, because it's an extra 4 points.
What's the damage on the burst laser guy? I'm sorry.
He's 28 points.
With the hollow sight?
And the burst laser, yes.
That's 28 points?
Yep.
You know, that's not bad. That's, you know what? 28 points for that, it's not bad.
And the suppression, knock people down so my guys can jump on them to stab them?
No. Listen, any burst laser-ish type weapon in Dead Zone is phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is. Suppression is a really good ability. Not many things have them, but it is a good ability.
Well, like Jack took 2 burst lasers on the dogs, but they shoot on, like, sixes. So you're not looking... I'm like, all right, I'm going to kill this guy. No, I'm just going to knock him down.
Knock him down, yeah.
Yeah, you know, going into it. And now if you get a wound on him.
That's just gravy,
There's a party in the council.
Especially when you're jumping on him, because then they're already wounded, so you get an extra dice there. And...
Well, he's wounded, charging, and he's pinned.
Yeah.
So you're getting 3 extra dice right there.
Yeah, that's a nice combo.
Well, when you got 19 assaulted forces like you took, that's pretty good.
Suppression works best on like a full cube, but with like four guys in it. So you can, and especially if they're slower, you can slow them down. It's a control issue rather than trying to actually kill. Now, if you start wounding, that's a bonus.
Oh man, when you wound on that, it's such, oh my God, it's so awesome. And if you end up killing a guy, forget about it. I got to walk away from the table for a sec. You know, usually I have dust in my eye. I wasn't crying, but I have dust in my eye when that happens. But
who's peeling onions in here?
Yeah, right. And you know, that's why I'm glad you guys have come to the table with the assumption that, or the realization that like when there's four guys in the cube, sometimes you can't see them, but thank God bases matter.
Yeah. No, you just have to see the cube. It's all good.
Yeah. No, that is patently wrong.
No, you have to see the guy for the burst laser. Come on, guys.
You'll see somebody in a cube.
Yeah.
Not his base. You'll see a gun or something. You can't hide four. If you can hide four people in a cube somehow without seeing anything, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I did that to you, Rob, with four Brockers. You're like, where the hell is everybody?
Well, Brockers are different because they're short.
Yeah. Just
you could stand them on top of each other and you still wouldn't see them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that old gag. They go on each other's shoulders with a long trench coat.
Yep. So I've been saving all my points because I have a few special characters, which I think really makes these lists fun nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
The first special character I took is Forward Observer.
What?
He's tack one. If your other guy dies, so you get another tack. But he's got the grenade launcher, which is very rare in a enforcer list.
It's so rare that he's the only one that has it.
Range 5 and direct 3. That's pretty fun.
Mm.
He's also got the energy gauntlets. He does have a jump pack, so he can still run up with these splats. He has 34 points and 4 VPs. That is the crazy thing. He's more expensive than my leader.
Yeah.
But he saves on 3s, which is crazy. So he's not dying anytime soon. He's pretty good. And really, I took him for that grenade launcher. Once again, knock people down, and then we can jump on him. And he can jump on him because with that energy gauntlet, he's got a knockback on that too.
And he survives on a 3 with 1 armor.
Yep. He's pretty good.
Mm.
But I saved
that price. Oh, I almost think I should have traded him the Peacekeeper in for him. I couldn't have given this guy a Defender Shield. But
yeah, the Peacekeeper is a tank. That's the difference. This guy's pretty good, but he's not tank-like.
you're really like Jack, you bring up a good point. Like what you would not get with the Peacekeeper, you would get with the Forward Observer for the price. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a trade-off. It's either one to replace a Peacekeeper with this guy might not be bad. You know, the grenade launcher is range 5, but now, Rob, like you're saying with the grenade launcher, it's only a range 5, but then using your splat, it would help him to move up. You know, he would get 2 movement, and then because, you know, obviously the grenade – if you're using the grenade launcher, it's going to be – it's heavy for that. So – because it's an indirect, you know, the indirect weapon.
Indirect, yeah.
But, you know, you move up 2, so now you're at range 7. So you're hitting almost everything at that point. And if you win recon, you get, you know, because we play the move up 1 cube. You're in good shape, man.
Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good, solid pick.
Yeah. There's other choices. Like, I almost went with Rocket because he's got a laser rifle, a sniper rifle, which is always cool.
Right.
But my piece de resistance is the last person I picked. Obviously, in a hand-to-hand army, there's only one man you want in an army.
Yeah.
He's a sergeant. His name's Howlett, and he's doing the superhero stance. 30 points, 3 VPs, not bad, really, for an enforcer army. Not too expensive. He saves on 3s also. He's also got tough, so he saves on 3s with tough. He's not dying anytime soon. He's 1 armor, like 1 and 1, like normal. He's got Frenzy 2 and Phase Claws, which is AP 2. And he's got a jump pack, so he's going to be moving up fast too. So this guy's going to be tearing up everybody because it's going to be hard to kill him with that tough and saves on 3s. That's and armor 1. He's a machine, and he's awesome. He's great. And that's all you have to say about Howlett, really.
Hold on, Rob. I'm a little verklempt. I gotta take a step back for a second.
Tough and saves on 3s. That's all you need to know.
Listen, you don't need to save on 3 with tough because you got Frenzy 2.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's It would not be a hand-to-hand army without him, that's for sure.
Let me ask. I got to ask something. All right. Jack, you ready? I'm directing this at you.
Okay.
All right. Because you're the guy usually like you don't want to spend the points. You're more frugal with your points. I think me and Rob, you know, we walk in with a Dead Zone black card. We just, you know, I don't care how expensive the unit is, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Howlett, 30 points, 3 VPs with all the cool stuff that he has. Is he worth every penny?
My only problem with him is if I got him in hand to hand, I wouldn't know whether to save or fight. He's got both in spades. How could you choose?
Yeah, you'd be fighting because savings for when you get shot.
he's the full package for a hand to hand. Is he worth the points to the?
He's only 30. Yeah, like 30. He's not
30
crazy.
Points. I would say so.
Ford Observer, I think, is a little expensive at 34 in the 4 VPs, but I think 30 in the 3 VPs is still pretty bad. But I think Howlett's definitely worth it.
Ford Observer is expensive in VPs, not in points.
Well, 34 points is pretty expensive too.
It is, but you know, you get a lot of bang for your buck there.
Like, how much is a grenade launcher on a normal army?
Yeah,
8 points usually. So there you go.
But to get a grenade launcher in an army that never had it, mm-hmm. I mean, never had, you know, like this guy showed up with it. Like, you look at their items. They don't have it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, pretty good. Well, the closest they have to it is the thermal rifle, right? Which has 5.3. Right. It's not indirect, right, though. No indirect. Yeah.
I'm talking mortar-like.
Yeah, they don't have any indirect in their army.
Nope.
They're made there as an army to charge onto spaceships and kill people. You're not indirecting. They're not an army. Yeah. They're a special unit. So,
a lot of covering fire. You sometimes you get stuck with your balls hanging out because you're all there by yourself. But then you got a 4-up save with armor.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, they're definitely not they're not going to be assaulting a castle. They're going to be sneaking in the back door and killing everybody. So.
Right.
Yeah. So that's my list. 200 points on the dot. 18 VP, so even cheaper than Jack's, but I also am 2 people short. I only have 9 people in my army, so.
Oof. How many VPs?
18.
Wow.
It's because all the insult enforcers are cheap.
That's
they're
frugal.
Only 4. They're only 1 each. So what I give up in my enforcer sergeant and forward observer and Howlett, I lose in everybody else. So.
What type of universe is it that Jack has more VPs?
It's the same. We're both 2 VP average because I have 9 troops and 18 VPs. He has 11 troops and 22 VPs. So it averages out, which is kind of funny.
Mm.
But what's shocking is that Rob has now created a plague list out of the enforcers out of some sort of shocking psychological damage. I don't know what.
Hand-to-hand list, yeah. I don't think it's as effective as a lot of hand-to-hand lists, but it'll be fun. And they'd be tough to kill, so.
Yeah.
It'd be frustrating because you'd be shooting them and be like, why aren't they dying? Yeah, so.
That 4-up, the 4-up save is just nice, man.
Yeah, and everybody. Like, that's, you get that for free.
Mm. Well, it's standard issue.
Yep, every single one of them. It's whatever they pump into their veins gives them a 4-up save.
Yeah.
So, Coach, please tell us you've done something completely different, which obviously you have, because nobody would have picked either Jack or I's list.
Yeah. No, listen, you know, you guys know me well enough where I don't want to say I originated, but I was playing Pathfinder Sergeant.
Yeah.
And Pathfinders when I was playing them in gray plastic. You know what I mean? I love that list.
And you brought that to Adepticon the 1 year, and it was like,
yeah,
that was everybody was like, oh my God, that's the way to do it. And then the next year, everybody kind of brought that list.
Yeah, yeah. So,
for sure.
I'm glad you said it.
No, for sure. That is true. You, with our like group that we know of people, you definitely originated the Pathfinder spam.
Yeah, I just, it's so good. It's so good. But the Pathfinder spam is not infallible. It does a lot of things really well, but then if you have a hard counter to it, where I found a hard counter to it was a lot of guys with armor.
Yeah.
Or you know, armor and you know, like high armor, like armor 2, armor 3, it's, you know, you can tag them or you can,
no AP target
that. Yeah. You can target acquisition them, which is nice also, you know, giving somebody a little TNA, but, you know, you just, you know, it falls short with that. So what I wanted to do with this list, I wanted to do a theme list, and, I went a different direction, and it's weird because it's different than your guys' list. Like super polar, like we're not even in the right sphere.
It's so, a different game.
Yeah, it's a different game. I'm playing Warpath here. So
you're playing no chess. We're playing checkers.
Yeah, I played a long
Jack,
game, bro.
Don't be mean.
What did he say?
Don't ask. He's being mean again.
Okay. All right. So to start off with, I went with the Enforcer Captain.
Ooh.
You know, the reason being is, I needed to get TAC 2 and, Stallworth. I really do like Stallworth. Everything we talked about before. You know, and like I said, I'm going to do something completely different with this list. So, you know, I was thinking between him and the Sergeant, but for 6 more points, and to get Stallworth and TAC 2, mm-hmm. you know, they have the same stats, the same weapon loadout. They have the same options, the same recon, everything. The only difference would be the splat and the tactician. For this army, I needed to go for it.
He went for one extra class, so he became a captain. He gets TAC 2.
Right. Well, the sergeant's doing well, man. I think when
he'll eventually become a captain.
Yeah, well, promotions come. When we open the books, he'll probably be in there. So, moving on to my troops, I took an assault enforcer, giving him a defender shield.
Ooh.
Okay. Ooh. Then I took an assault enforcer, just, you know, bare bones. And then I took an assault enforcer, smoke him if you got him, with a smoke grenade.
Nice.
All right. So that's, took three troops.
Only and then, three? Yeah. Oh, geez.
So, moving on to specialists, you know, everybody would be, come on, coach, you know, you take Pathfinders and Peacekeepers, right? Wrong. This time. I took, took Sergeant Howlett. gotta take Sergeant Howlett. So, you know, we just went over why he was so good. So I don't have to go over that. But then I took, which, I don't know if it'll surprise you guys, but I took Recon Unit.
Recon Unit. I would have bet $100 million that you were going to take Recon Unit.
Yeah, Recon, yeah.
So let's discuss Recon Unit. What I like about him is this, is that, first of all, it moves on a 1-2 and no armor, but 4, 6, 3 across the board, 3 on the save. So you can get a little adventurous with him. You know, you can get a little dirty with him. So he brings, you know, TAC 1 if your guy dies. So, you know, going from 5 to 4 is not terrible. I mean, I'm going to try to keep my guy alive. He also has the recon drone. I'll get that in a second. His tag rifle has tag and a holo sight on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Comes so free. Yeah.
You can tag somebody and a holo sight. So you're shooting, let's say, 5 dice elevated, 5 dice on a 4+. It's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good, I think. So now you get a free recon drone. So, oh, what, Jack? Yeah, I'll tell you what recon drone is. So what you do is you take, what happens is if you're like me and you've lost your recon drone that came with recon, it like rolled under something and I never found that again. So now what recon is, I don't know if you guys know this, he's an engineer, and what he's done is he's taken a Dreadball ball, and that is now a recon drone. So, when deploying this model with this ability, you also deploy one recon drone model anywhere in your deployment zone. Recon drone does not count for a strike team size, gains no experience, and is not added to the player's roster. As a model, it uses the profile below. So it basically talks about it. So it moves on a 2-3. No armor size. 1, 5, 6, 4 across the board. It has scout, which is awesome. Scout on a 3, which is crazy. Beast construct. It has electro shock, which is basically range F knockback, but it has range finder, which is range 10 tag and non-lethal. So you can, you know, tag guys for free. So essentially, you know, if you want to take recon, with like Pathfinder Spam. That's pretty damn good. You know, it's a free tag. And he's zero VP. So, you know, for the money, 30 points and three VPs, taking recon with this little extra with the, he's three VPs. He's heavy. He brings a lot to the table, but then the recon drone helps, you know. Now the electro shock, which is range F knockback on a 6+ fight. Yeah. I don't think it'll ever happen, you know, but, you know, I mean, you're not moving it in, you know, the guy's pinned or whatever. It's, just has knockback, but, you know, yeah, I do love Recon. Recon was my first character model that we bought. It was Recon and the old Wrath. And I just, ever since then, I've, you know, always loved them. So,
and most importantly, you are the voice actor who portrayed the Recon unit in the program on Vinland Old Time Radio.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, I was very, when you guys said you're going to be Recon, I was like, oh, yes. So, you know, and he's an old timer, man. He's, you know, his fluff here, one of the first enforcers to land on Nexus Psi.
Yep.
You know, so.
He was one of the first, specialty characters for sure.
He's OG.
Yeah. And he has, he's in that great picture where it's like, he's in the shadows of the Plague Lord, like he's going to stab the Plague Lord with the knife, you know. So, he doesn't have a special weapon like a knife or some, you know, like something like that. But he is picture with it. I love it's my favorite one of my favorite models, you know. So, yep, Recon drone, and that would be my two specialists, and then I pulled out my my Dead Zone Black card. And I went with the Enforcer Strider, giving him a Grav Ram and an Aggressor Shield.
No, Ajax.
Ooh. Making him the Ajax Strider.
Ooh.
You went big.
Oh.
Go big or go home, right? You know what I'm saying? So, whew. You know.
What is he, 60 points?
Nope. Only 50. Right? Or 55?
Grav Ram's 12. He's 20 points on, yeah, 55, yep.
Okay. Oh, I went over points. Look at this. Son of a bitch.
Yep. You're over by 2 points.
Yeah. No. Take off that smoke grenade then.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Easy fix. Editor's note. It seems Coach actually didn't screw up the numbers. Someone else did. Jack, how dare you? Anyway, back to the episode.
All right. So let's talk. All right. Here we go.
But it's, you know. I get to 200 on the dot every time, and well, some of the people have their own thing they do every time.
You know what is my listen? If you're listening to this, do me a favor. Tell me how to make the Excel thing work, because I can make it work, but it doesn't work. You know, like to add it up, it just doesn't work. Like when I added these points up, it came out to 80. You know, so but the Grav Ram. You know what it was. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is, because the Striders went up in points.
You never changed
it. Yeah, 35. So in my head. No, it's in my head. That's why I'm doing it here. So, you know, in a Striders, you start off with the base model of Armor 3, size 4, right? 4, 5, 5 across the board. They used to have a Survivor 4, but now it's Survivor 5. Construct B solid. But although it's a vehicle in the vehicle category, it's not a vehicle where it's, you know, can't climb or whatever. Cause I always thought silly that,
the whole point of having legs is so you can climb stuff.
it's basically a big dude, you know, and, you know, everybody's jumping up and like, I wish I can come up there, guys, but you know, I'm a vehicle. So it didn't make sense to me. So I'm glad it, you know, we changed that.
That was definitely a good change.
Yeah. So now taking, the Grav Ram. You have two options. You know, you have a AP2 combat weapon, range F, or range 4 AP2 frag 3. So, although it's not a, like a missile launcher with the range 8, or, you know, the fusion gun, which is frag 3, it does give you AP2 and frag 3. As opposed to like a missile launcher gives you AP1 frag 3. And then the shield for 8 points, 1 VP. But But it does give you, now you're up to, now you're an Aryan ancestor. Armor 4. You know what I mean? So, and everybody in the cube gets plus 1 armor, but you can't fit anybody in the cube because he's a size 4. So, you know what I mean? But, but yeah, so I just figured this is a theme list. This is a real, like, you know, I want to scare the crap out of everybody list.
He's 6 VPs with all this stuff.
Yeah, that's all right. So what's my VPs? I don't have the total, but
13. You're only at 13 VPs.
Really?
Yeah. He's half your army of VPs.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Because all your assault enforcers are only 1, and then right. Howlett and Recon are 3, and your leader's right. 4. And
he's 6.
Wait, I don't think it's counting right. I think it's screwed up just like you. Let me check that again. Well, no, sorry, you're 19 VPs. Yeah, it screwed up. See?
Yeah,
even my calculations screw up.
Goes to the machine.
19 VPs. 19 VPs.
Right. Well, he's the Strider himself is what is he? He's
6.
No, I'm saying you start off with 3 VPs.
Mm-hmm.
And well, no, he's only 2 because the grav ram and the thing, isn't it 2 VPs there? So he would be 5.
I think isn't the grav ram 2 VPs?
Is it?
No, it's 1-1. You're right. He's only 5. Yeah.
Oh God, it's all professional.
So
but anyway,
we're terrible. 1-1.
This is heartbreaking. What has happened to the show? Our award winning excellence is this is what we've become.
Well, what I see is the billions and billions of fans driving, especially the Chinese market, because I heard they're really into this, that yelling at their car as they're driving, saying, no, it's 2 VPs, not 3. What's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, Coach did it again. And, you know, thank God Jack's on the show because he's the only one who does everything right and so on and so forth.
Well, courting the Asian market was your idea. So I think they should appreciate you for that, if not anything else.
Would they realize that, like, all of our mistakes are actually written into the script? Like, you know, we have it.
Oh,
you know, it's
don't tell them how it works.
Oh, you're still recording?
So, yes.
Yeah, you know, so what do you think? This is.
That's an elite list for sure.
If anything, though, this is not a coach list. This is it's a coach list, but a very off kilter to what I usually take. So what say you? What do you think, Jack? Because I know you hate. You hate what I have. I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 models.
I can't complain. You took the leader. I took the practically the same reasons.
Right.
You took some assault enforcers, which I had taken. I'd hyped. It seems like they're the new hotness for the enforcers. All 3 of us have put our stamp of approval on there. You went a bold move with the Strider, though. That is something I had not anticipated.
Yeah.
Andy took 2 specialists too, which is, that's the 2 of the unique specialists.
Right.
So I thought I was being elite when I took 2. He took 2 and a Strider.
You know, when I started the list, I was like, you know, I got to take Howlett and I got to take Recon. Let me,
and an Ajax Strider of all Striders too. That's crazy.
And I said, let me put Rocket in here. So, and I did that, but I really wanted to take the Ajax. Well, I wanted to take the Ajax because my good friends up in Canada sent me the kit. So I made it up and I want to run that bad boy.
And he weighs about 1,000 pounds. So you can kill someone if they,
that's all right. If you put in a sock and you happen to be, you know, you're locked up in a boys' correctional facility, you'll be able to defend yourself with it.
Yeah.
Jack got that. Do you get that reference, Jack?
No, but I'm now writing some fanfic.
All right. So that's that would be Bad Boys, Sean Penn, when you remember he got locked up and he put the Coke.
The only Coke bad boys I know are Will Smith and that other Martin guy.
it's definitely not Bad Boys, but I think it was that one.
Oh.
And Ally Sheedy was the girlfriend.
Ooh, Ally Sheedy.
Yeah. Wow. Back in the 80s.
She's only good with her dandruff in Breakfast Club.
Mm. Wasn't she in that movie where the dog was like genetically modified and it can camouflage and stuff? And
quite possibly. That sounds very 80s.
Remember that movie?
And it had Will Wheaton in it, and he had patches of flesh bum, and there was a kid with the underwear on his head, and they raided that sorority. Remember that?
Is that the one that they hooked it up to the computer and made a girl?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then she married Steven Seagal? All right, let's go. Break it.
Okay.
Let's get to the hate.
We're going to a commercial break. And we'll be back for some hate, but we'll see if it's actually hate.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to Obscure 80s Movies References. I'm your host, Jack. See what I did there?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. No, we're going to discuss what we didn't pick about the Enforcers in a little segment we like to call The Hate. Rob, let's go through the list. Who did we not pick?
First one's Pathfinder Sergeant, but we all agree that you could do Pathfinder Spam and it would be great. So we would have
Did you guys, like, I know I went with the thing, like, I'm not going to pick it just because I always pick it. Like, you know, just to make this list different. I mean, that's why I chose not to take it, but my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
And now it's, and it's two VPs now.
Yeah.
So cheap. Mm-hmm. 22 points for Pathfinder Sergeant that has the tag. It has the
target acquisition, Recon 3 plus.
Yeah,
Tack One, which but it's got Scout, which is good. No armor. That's the only problem. Pathfinders is no armor. That's really what you're sacrificing.
But it's good and bad because, like that's the guys when they get, you know, when you get hit with you have armor and you get hit with an AP weapon. That's
doesn't
a problem.
Matter. Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but they still save on a 4.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't taken, but. I can't hate on it.
One of the best leaders in the game.
Yeah.
In the game.
We cannot say anything but that. We just, none of us wanted to take that list because I think we took that list last time we did the Enforcers. So.
And I think the time before that we did it too.
Probably.
Yeah. Here's the thing though. Target acquisition has been, improved too, where, we were playing this the way it was, but now it's written down where, you don't need line of sight, but everybody benefits from tag. Everybody has a plus one dice on that. It's like, you know, they've been acquired and you can do it. So, you know, if you have a tag rifle, you get a plus one. If you have a missile launcher, you get a plus one. If you have a regular, double barrel rifle, like the peacekeeper, everybody gets an extra dice when you get hit with TNA. So that's a beautiful thing. You know, and you don't need line of sight. Oof. Oh, it's so good. So yeah,
pretty much you can start tagging people right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is really good and really cheap. Probably too cheap. It probably needs up a bit, but.
Oh, shut up. It doesn't. Stop your gabbing. Yeah.
But, yeah, really good. Mm. Next we didn't take Peacekeeper Captain. We've always said the same thing about this guy. He's way too expensive.
I do want to say a shocker here. He was on my short list for Bastion, special ability. He's a tank himself, but you know, I had a whole other list in my mind involving a lot of jet bikes, but I did give him a look even at 44 points, 4 VPs. I did give him consideration. Tactician 2. Yeah.
I mean, Bastion's good. Then you throw a shield on him. And this is one of the rare occasions where we could all agree on is that this leader is not a hide in the back guy. Get out and get to work.
Yeah.
If you put a shield on him, he's at 49 points. Bitch, you ain't staying in the back. You got to get up and fight. You know?
When he's, more than, well, you use a quarter of your army right there.
Armor three on a 3-up save, you know?
Yeah, he's good. I wish the only thing I would probably take him if there was peacekeeper troops. Because then you'd have a theme army. But since you have to take normal enforcers or assault enforcers, it just ruins the aesthetic of those giant guys walking across the board. So.
I mean, that's more of a an elite list type deal.
Yeah, that'd be good. You know,
like if you take Crestacin, you could take Forge Guard.
I
think that's
there should be a named peacekeeper captain. A hero.
But that would, I think that would fall into an elite list, not like, like this guy unlocks the troops. I mean, hey, listen, it'd be great to do, him, at 49 points and then 4 or 5 peacekeepers. That's it. Just, that's the whole.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So what would it be? It would be they're 26 points. Peacekeepers? I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me.
Peacekeepers are 26 points. Yep.
So you'd be able with him, and then you'd be able to take what, six of them, bare bones.
Yeah, something like that. Close. So, yeah.
Yeah.
With so maybe a dog drone or something thrown in.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
You wouldn't, because you'd be able to take 5 of them, and then you'd have the points left over, and then you'd put the dog drones or whatever, something else in there. But
like a yeah.
Yeah, slogging across the table, put 2 of them in there, get 2 shields on there. So you got in the cube, 2 peacekeepers with armor 3, 4 peacekeepers with armor 3 in the same queue, different queues. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. You know what? But like we said, just, do it. Name the peacekeeper captain something and run it. As long as your opponent says it's cool. I mean, you're not going to do it in a tournament, but damn, you can do a fantasy list.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Now
it'd be fun to see. Work? Yeah, that's right.
Would it work?
Put that up against like a zombie spam list and see what would happen. Like, who knows, right? Like,
yeah.
Because there'd be so many zombies, you might get lucky rolls, but then these guys would be killing them. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, and then their weapon is one of, I'd say second best in my, that I like. I like, obviously the tag rifle is my number one, but the range 6, way to fire 1,
mm-hmm.
And then rapid fire,
rapid fire is not good, but.
but you know what though? If you're going to try to pin somebody to walk in and attack them, 4-up, 4-up shoot, these guys are the guys to do it, man, with the 4-up shoot.
Yeah.
And then you would get, if you're going to do that, because you get way to fire and rapid fire, you're re-rolling a dice, but you're actually rolling an extra dice just because it has rapid fire. And the peacekeepers have jet packs, jump packs, so they can go all over the place. There's no place they can, they can jump over walls. I mean, I think jump packs are just the most underrated piece of equipment. I love them. So.
Should give them agile. Jump packs should give agile. next we didn't take is troops. We didn't take regular enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
Why take a regular enforcer when you can take a enforcer specialist other than the troop tax, but same price and you get hacker on the specialist and more options?
Yeah.
They actually got better because they have a fight of 5 instead of 6.
Yeah. Fighting is not what they're known for, but it's all good. Pathfinders. Once again, if we had taken Pathfinder list, we would have taken Pathfinders.
Hey. Jack took a Pathfinder.
Oh, did you?
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Jack. You know what? Me and Rob had an idea that, let's not take Pathfinders. Let's not do the Pathfinder spam. And Jack said the same things, but he couldn't resist and just took one.
He took 4. He took 4. He used that. It wasn't the spam. He was using it as troop tax. So really, cause they're only 15 points. Like they're only 1 point more than an assault enforcer.
100%. Like if I'm going to have to pay the troop tax anyways, why not pick the Pathfinder? They're that good. If there was something, say like a grunt or something that was cheaper, I might have taken them. But if I have to pay the tax and I get shoots off with 4s and tag rifles, well, I'll take it.
Right. Well, you know what, Jack, you bring up a really good point. That you think about, let's say the GCPS. All right, you got the Corporation Recruit for 6, the Corporation Marine for 8. And then the veteran for 11. But these guys are not a Pathfinder. They're not even a regular enforcer or an assault enforcer.
No.
Those are the grunts. And their stats and their weapons show. You know what I mean? They're not as good as these guys, man. So for double the price, I think, like, say, an assault enforcer or a Pathfinder is worth two recruits, you know, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe even three. You know what I mean?
Recruits aren't worth much, yeah.
Right. So you're talking, this is, you know, like GCPS's, those are your grunts, but then these guys are the special forces.
Yeah.
You know, the real, you can make a special force list in the GCPS, but not like this. It really is. That's what I love about the two things. It's the flavor is not, you know, the uniqueness is there.
Yeah. For a while there, it was the, all the other ones, like especially GCPS were so much better than the enforcers, especially in version two, but then.
Right.
Now, I think your forces have moved back up to being actually an elite list, which is nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next, we didn't take Corporation Medbots. It's just an excuse to use the Dreadball model. It comes with Defender Shield, which is cool.
Yeah. But you know what? You think about it, with a 4-up save. The regular, you know, everybody got a 4-up save.
Yeah, and you won't need too many medbots.
Yeah.
Same with Medbots.
Yeah.
I love the model, and the one Jeff Burbage painted up was stunning. It was beautiful. But I don't think you need it. It would be superfluous in this list.
Same with medics in this list. We also didn't tick those. We usually hate on medics, but recently people have been having good ideas with medics, but this list doesn't really, you don't have a weapons team or something to heal with that medic. There's no real reason for them in this.
Right.
You're not going to be getting, what wounds you're going to be getting are probably going to kill you, so.
And everyone's pretty tough. The Defender Shield, like if he was walking along with, say, someone, adding the Defender Shield ability and was able to be a medic towards, you know, say your leader or something. But really, there's so much armor in this list. I don't know. I couldn't justify it.
I guess it is a way to get, for 18 points, you're getting a third Defender Shield that you can use in the list.
Right.
That's the only thing I can see with it. He can't fight. He can't do anything, but he's got medic. That's it.
Hmm. You know, but... medic, you know, you could use a special action to heal a single injured model of your strike team in the same queue, which is basically one or two, the only other one that needs, would be like a peacekeeper. Doesn't work on constructed vehicles, but in the cube, you're getting resilience one.
Yeah.
While you're in the same queue with the medic, which, you know, think about for the enforcers is pretty good.
Yeah, for that medbot, then, if you get for resilient one and you get the defender shield, he's actually, I think he's better than the enforcer medic.
Yeah.
Enforcer medic can shoot, but he's only got a pistol. And he's 1 point cheaper, but, you know, one more VP, though, too.
Yeah. He's 1 point cheaper, and then, the other guy has engineer, I'm sorry, the medic is medic.
Yeah, so is the medbot, so.
Yeah, but he,
But that you defender shield is the only reason to take him, I think.
As opposed to enforcer medic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could switch to small arms on him, but, you know, now you're talking about a really expensive medic.
And why would, with small arms, there's not much choice. You're giving him a laser rifle.
You give him a rifle.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
I take the enforcer engineer instead, which Jack took, so we don't have to talk about him. And Jack took dog drones, too. You took dog drone? No, you didn't. It was just Jack, right?
Jack did, yeah.
He took the.
I didn't take anything.
Yeah, he took the Pathfinder Specialist also, and you.
Hey, Jack, your dog drone, is that the two toed or three toed?
Well, I would not. You revolutionized the dog drone industry when you created the two toed. So yes. I would never deign to take something that you did and claim it as my own. Mention it as though I had any part of it. That is your thing. That would be despicable to do.
Yeah, did you do the tradition where you look at the little piece on the sprue and you leave it on the sprue and then you throw it over the right shoulder like I did and just we did it. Remember on a live stream, I just threw it right over my shoulder because
yeah, no, I have all of mine are fully functioning, fully three-toed variants.
I just don't understand. Like I, you know, listen, we're all modelers here. You know, we put together models. I mean, Rob puts together these freaking 17-foot Gundams and stuff. But that little toe, are you Mantic? What the hell are you thinking?
You think that's bad? Try putting together Robotech Tactics miniatures. You have to put the little antennas on them and all this stuff.
Yeah,
you think that's bad? No, that toe is huge compared to some of these some other games. Yeah.
The only difference is the toe doesn't really matter. Those antennas matter because it's out in front.
You can see it. Yeah.
It's
true.
And also one of my guys, it looks like the Boston, what's those guys in Boston making the
Boston Dynamics? Yeah.
Yeah. The ones, the robots are going to take over the world where, and those poor dog drones, they keep kicking them and trying to knock them over and stuff.
Yeah. Come on. We as a species, we've got it coming. Look at that.
No problem. You can use my skin for the T-1000. I don't mind. But I put the legs on backwards, and it looks really weird, but I like it. I like it better, you know?
I remember the original dog drones. Remember when they first came out and they looked really stupid?
Ugh. How dare you?
They had like a clock head or something?
Yeah, they looked like canine, pretty much.
Yes.
And Jack was the only one.
Yeah.
Why would you change it? Because it's horrible, Jack. But I really like it.
Mantic, if you've got any of them laying around, any like
Jack, Mantic doesn't listen to this podcast.
Or prototypes or
no,
anything.
But I don't even think they made it. I think it was the drawing.
Prototype. Maybe they have a prototype Jack can have.
Yeah, something.
Mantic, Ronnie, listen. We don't really ask for anything, but Jack really needs that original dog drone, man. That would be on the mantle, professionally painted, right? Maybe you get Jeff or Boston Miniatures to paint it. Somebody just, oh my God, like a showpiece with the light on it on the mantle, on the new mantle, right? Right, Jack?
I would play Enforcers specifically every time so that Canine could be on the field.
You know what? I have a 3D printer now. We're going to do it, Jack. I'm going to make it happen. We're going to make it just the heads. I'm going to send you, when you first open it up, it's going to be like the scene from The Godfather, but then you can glue them on and you can, cause you're going to get a box full of heads. You know what I mean?
It's going to be the model of the month club where you just get it like a piece. And then in December, I get to put the little tail on the back. And then
I would receive like toes, the third toe. For the dog drone, But yeah, we'll make it happen, Jack.
Okay.
The next thing we didn't take, we took a lot of this stuff, is the Monarch from Star Saga. Mm. 38 points, 4 VPs. It's only armor 1, scout, tac 1. It's got the bullpup, which is AP 1, weight of fire 2, which is nice. And it comes with energy shield 2, which is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Not bad. If you had an army that she would fit in, maybe, but not my favorite. What do you guys think?
I think out of all four, she's the weakest one.
Yeah, I agree.
But Scout and Tactician 1, I mean, Scout is nice.
Energy shield 2 is, and that weight of fire 2, that's pretty cool.
You know what that is? That's being almost like copy and paste from Star Saga.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. She came with that, yeah.
Yeah. And she's a female, which is like a female character in the Enforcers, which is kind of cool.
I kind of think she should have been armored too. She's quite big.
Mm.
But what you going to do?
Well, she's not a Peacekeeper because Peacekeeper's armored too. So I guess it's just, staying with the whole – yeah, but, Survivor 4, Armor 1, Energy Shield 2.
Yeah.
You're doing all right. And then, fighting on a 5 with a – she doesn't have a melee weapon, which is weird.
No.
Like that disc on the – on that fist.
I assume that's the Energy Shield, I guess.
Maybe, yeah. But it's a cool model.
Yes. Yeah. We didn't take Rocka, but two of us said we would have. I tried to fit him in because I do love the sniper rifle. He's really expensive. 43 points, 4 VPs, but he's got TAC 2, Scout, and
he's basically the backup leader.
Yeah. He's got AP 1 heavy sniper scoped weapon, energy gauntlet. I wish it wasn't heavy, but other than that,
yeah,
he's cool. He's just really expensive.
He's super expensive.
Cause he's really just he's really just a regular enforcer. 454 is regular. He's got scout, which is a little good, but how much would a regular enforcer specialist with a sniper rifle cost? It's another 12.
So 16 and 12, which is
28. So it's like almost half price. You're for scout, just getting scout on him.
And TAC 2.
And TAC 2, but TAC 2 doesn't matter because.
Yeah, if tactician stacked, if tactician stacked, I'd go, oh my god, that's amazing.
Can you choose to use the TAC 2 instead of your leader's TAC? Or your leader has to be dead for that to work?
I think you can. I think you can choose, right?
Yeah, so you would improve it. Yeah, that's true. But that's a lot of points.
But that's, you know, I mean, if you're doing that, you might as well just take the, Peacekeeper Captain.
Yeah.
And you get tacked with the shield.
Yeah.
You know, so for I mean, Rock is a point less. I've always said Rock is way too expensive.
It is too expensive when you can get pretty much two snipers for the same price.
I mean, two snipers.
Yeah, pretty much. You get one and a half or something like that.
Or you can get almost get three Pathfinders.
Yeah. He's too expensive. That's the only problem with him.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to take him because he's awesome and because of the book.
Yeah, First Strike. If you've never read First Strike, anybody listening, it's a great book, and Rocka's the star. So
he's a star, and then he has that the GCPS guy is like the comic relief. He just keeps keeps falling into the wrong holes and stuff. But that is an awesome book. Yeah, that's really Rocka's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think he only falls down here because of what you have available in the rest of the Enforcer's army. Mm-hmm. There's a couple factions that you could look at and go, that guy would be a must-take hero if he was in that army.
Right.
He's got the kit and the layout that some other factions are completely devoid of. So, you know, maybe it's just there's too much of a good thing in this of what he has to offer.
Well, he does have he is unique in the fact that you can take him in the Enforcers or the GCPS. I mean, I know we haven't done the GCPS yet, the new one, but he's a character that can go to both.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, it is my turn to pick what we do next, so we'll just do the GCPADS next.
Okay, but no, cut that, Rob, write that down. 1024, right there. Then we cut that out because we have a system. But anyway, he's one of the guys that is not like a mercenary that can go into two separate factions, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, he got loaned over to the GCPS for a bit.
Yeah. Well, I think because of First Strike.
Yeah.
You know.
The only other thing that's everything except for jet bikes.
Jet bikes.
I love jet bikes, and they're pretty good. They're a vehicle, but they're only 24 points. That's pretty cheap for a vehicle. They got the way to fire one weapon. They can switch out stuff. They can get light explosive. That means they can get a rocket launcher, can't they?
Yeah.
A missile launcher. Yeah, they can get a missile launcher.
First laser.
I wanted so bad to try and get at least two of these into I was trying for three. Flight, evade. I wanted it. I could feel it in my loins.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're situational. You know what? Though.
Well, you know what you can do for 4 points and no VPs? You throw on a stealth device.
Yes. I have a stealth jet bike right next to me.
I have two.
And
I have 40. You can't prove otherwise either.
Because you can't see them.
Hey.
No, I'm just saying, but I was with you, Jack. I wanted to put two of them in the list. But by being stealthy, giving them the stealth device, you know, I'm jumping ahead, but giving them the stealth device really takes away from what we always say. You know what I mean? I mean, you're always going to be able to shoot them, but like you won't get full model on them. And that's huge because, you know, for some reason they're always, I mean, it's kind of easy to go around corners or like, oh, that front fin is here, or if you cheat and do it the way, because Rob put the fins backwards, like facing inwards, you might be able to hide them, but you know, for 4 points, it's not bad to not get full model on them. Like, say a guy standing in the next cube and can see the whole thing. It might be worth it to do that, you know, like have, you know, and it fits the aesthetic of the Enforcers. I like that a lot.
That was, you know, a racing jet bike. That wasn't a combat jet bike, that the fins are backwards. It makes them faster.
If that makes you sleep at night, okay.
And he's actually, not combat ready. It's a poor little girl. She's in a little racing suit. So.
Uh-huh.
Oh, actually, that one has really long forks. Anyways, Jack, you were saying?
Yeah, and plus I had watched the fourth episode of The Mandalorian, and I was like psyched for speed. So
I haven't seen it. No
the
spoilers.
Fifth one?
Stop the
fifth
talking.
One? Oh, was it the fifth one?
Stop yeah, that talking. Was the new one. Yeah. If you want to discuss The Mandalorian, we have a special thing on Family Gamers Discord. Spoilers alert, but yeah.
I muted it, so I don't see it. Yeah, other than that, some of the weapons, combat shotgun, we've already said, it's range 2, really hurts that one.
Mm-hmm.
What else? We got some missile, did anybody take a missile launcher?
No.
No, they're good now. AP5, they're all heavy, but AP5 or AP1 frag 3, which is great.
I really couldn't take it because my two specialists added up to 60 points, so couldn't really fit it in. But, you know, listen, the fusion gun got better.
Yes. You know, Range 4, frag 3, which is nice.
The incinerator got better in the fact that if you take an endothermic accelerator, which is common, and it's only 3 points, so, you know, I mean, it's one use, but it's definitely worth it, you know. So for 7 points, you'd be able to shoot an incinerator for a longer, you know, more cubes, you know. The thermal rifle got better, range 4, AP2. So, you know, what the Enforcers lacked is, you know, with 4-up shooting, it's awesome, but no AP.
Yeah.
So now you have a chance, and it's not too bad, you know. Their weapons are kind of priced accordingly. They're not terrible, but, you know, when the guy's already 16 points and then you're throwing a 7-point weapon on it, it starts to get pricey. But, you know, I love the missile launcher now. That range 8 AP5 is heavy, has been always, but now you have a choice. You could pick which missile you put in. The other one is range 8 AP1 heavy frag 3. That's a nice, like you were saying, how would they do against a zombie horde? Well, now you have a frag 3.
You need that for sure.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, it's hefty, you know, 8 points, 1 VP, but it's a, you know, what does a frag grenade cost?
Frag grenade is 6 points.
All right. So 6 points. So for 2 more points, you have a frag grenade machine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. You know, and then if you put a shoot dice on them and you shoot it twice, you got your money's worth. You know what I mean? So, and it's range 8. So, you know, and an AP1. So, you know, pretty cool.
Another thing we didn't take is mono wheel scout bikes, which are common. So you could just pump everybody with them.
I like them now.
So it's kind of fun. They're only 5 points. If you really want a mobile army, that's a way to do it.
So what happened? Did they open, a factory in, like, say, in the Death Ark or something, or the Forge Fathers, and they started pumping these out because they've gone from 12 points to 5.
Yeah.
The rarest model, so expensive, there's no – and now you can have a whole strike team just tooting around on them like it's a
coincidentally,
downtown Mumbai.
Mantic now makes that model again, so maybe that's the – it's – yeah. They did open up the – maybe it was a – you know, like a test run first couple. And they're like, who would want these? And then everybody was like, hey, those are pretty cool. And they're like, okay, well, I guess the council said, okay, well, everybody can have them then.
Even the Saphir have a, access to it.
Maybe it's, the Honda Corporation or whoever makes these bikes. They expanded out into the, other worlds. Mm.
The Black Dragon, the Maison was a corporation in First Strike, correct?
Blackwing,
The Blackwing, yeah. The the Urbana Blackwing guys, you know, they did it. So.
Yes. So that's about it. Is there anything else anybody wants to talk about?
We both took Hallett, but you can actually put Phase Claws on, if you wanted to.
Really
on,
expensive though.
Yeah. 8-1. Yeah. But AP 2.
To get one extra AP on a Assault Enforcer, it's not worth 8 points, I don't think. Yeah, there's some weird things like that where it's just like, well, it's just not worth it. I like how they offer it, but it's just, you know. Yeah.
I could just see like, five or six guys, all Wolverines coming at you with Howlett. You know.
Once again, maybe for Howlett's elite list, you can get those for like half price or something.
Yeah, I wrote that 4 years ago and they never used it, but I digress. Yeah.
Elite it's lists just, are dead.
Yeah, they're the warpath of Dead Zone.
Honestly, elite lists, just do whatever the frick you want and then just play it. If I come over, Jack, listen, I'm going to do something. I'm going to do Howlett as a leader, but he's going to take all assault guys and they have phase claws. You know what I'm saying? So, and Jack would say, no problem, but, I have aberrations at troops. Cool. Let's do it. No, you can do it. What the hell you do? I mean, listen, nobody gives a crap. Just do it, you know?
Yep. It's your game. Have fun.
And think about it. That game would go so fast because there'd be like 8 models on the table, both sides. You know, everybody be so expensive, but we really took a real like vast different armies. This one, no similar. I mean, there was similar, you know, troops, but there's only 3 troops. There's only so much you can do with that. But
yeah,
as far as everything else, this was really like, you know.
And we covered the highlights of this army for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's about it.
So Jack, so,
GCPS.
So you're picking next. Time. So we've done the mercenaries.
Like, thank everyone for listening.
We have the Asterians, Forge Fathers, GCPS, which is the fan favorite, Marauders, Mazon, Nameless, and that's it. We did Veerman, Rebs, Plague, and Enforcers, right? And mercenaries. So,
is it Jack's turn?
Is it? I don't know.
It's always my turn.
Well, I picked first. I picked first the first time, so we're at the top of the order, and I picked Enforcers. So who's next?
You picked Enforcers?
I did pick Enforcers. Last episode. Does our time together not mean anything to you that you forget?
Yes. I don't know. Jack, you could pick. You want to pick GCPS?
I don't think I want to now. It's called in. It sounds as though there's some hanging chads. Like there's a problem with the system now, and it just seems hollow.
What?
Like maybe I used the...
All right, well, I mean, if you're not picking GCPS, you can pick either the Asterians, Forge Fathers, GCPDS, Marauders, Mazon, Nameless.
Okay. I do believe it might not be my turn, but I always claim it's my turn. That's just for the sake of being funny.
I know that I picked the Enforcers. That I know. So
yes.
Didn't I pick the Rebs for Brian? So I think it is your turn, Jack.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, then I will. Now it's official.
Because you picked the Plague, didn't you, Jack?
I don't need the Electoral College to get me in. I know exactly. I know what's right and wrong. GCPDS, the Gotham City Police Department.
Now, is it different in Canada because you have an electric college? Because we have an electoral college here.
This is the future. It's everything's electric.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tesla Bot 6000 came, the suspended brain of noted super scientist Edison in a jar. It's everyone knows that.
Hey, wouldn't that be MODOK?
Ooh, MODOK. Patton Oswalt needs to be MODOK.
Yes.
Save it for your own podcast.
Because his head is so big.
But I think he'd love the role. I think he'd enjoy it, and I think he would play it with just the right amount of self-awareness.
He would do it with gravitas.
Yes.
Well, the sad thing is we have nothing to plug anymore. Family Gamers doesn't put videos out anymore, and Dead Zone Podcast is dead. True. So,
yeah,
neither is true. Come on,
it's
Jack. How dare you?
Just because you guys, you know, threw in the towel. It's
we didn't. Dead Zone the Podcast is alive and strong. We just franchised it.
Yeah. Oh. Come on.
As long as those checks keep... After 100 episodes, it's syndicated.
Yeah.
As long as those checks keep coming in, we're happy.
We had a settlement. They stole the podcast from us, but after the legal proceedings, we're allowed to say that everything's good. So yeah. Brian and Rick are doing Dead Zone the podcast. You can listen every month to them. And Coach, I was joking about Family Gamers because you have a lot coming out soon because it's the holidays. You're going to have a lot of stuff to do.
Well, I was busy, man.
Your football season's over?
Football season's over. We did really well this year. My team, we went all the way to the championship. We were ranked, I think, 18th in the state, which is pretty good. But when you go to the championship and unfortunately we didn't win, it's almost like it overshadows the great season that you had. It's like, you know, you feel like a failure. But I got a lot of really good guys coming back. That took a lot of my time, so unfortunately Family Gamers had to take a little hiatus. But if you're listening to this, I like everybody listen to Dead Zone the podcast, because Rick and Brian are awesome guys, man. They're like the best. So, but we're kind of revamping the channel again. You know, you take a look at it. We don't want to do the same old thing that we were doing, but to revamp it takes time. And we are not, I know you guys think that me and Andrew sit in the basement playing games and recording and stuff, but we have regular lives, but we're going to get back to it. We're going to hit it hard, you know, now that, both of us have a lot more time on our hands.
Yeah, Andrew's first semester of college, so.
Yeah. But, you know, now a few other guys want to start doing some things Fabian has a lot of great ideas, and some of the other guys that were at Triton, which Jack is coming to this year, next year, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, guys want to do some battle reports, and, you know, there are other games that guys play that they want to tape, and so I'm all for it, you know. I mean, taping and editing is kind of our forte. We can get to it. But, you know, sometimes other guys' perspectives, you know, how many times are you going to see me play a battle report? I'd like to get some fresh meat in there, you know.
Yeah, different games. I know you're all about the new version of Test of Honor.
Oh, so good. And then the Dread game is coming out also.
You'll have that in there.
Oh, man, we just... I'll plug, you want to plug it or you want me to plug it?
I'll do it.
Go ahead.
And, Rob's on Mobile Armor Radio.
That's true.
That's a delightful podcast about robots. Anytime there's a person inside a robot, they will discuss it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Even pregnant ladies.
I was just going to say that. Damn it. Rob.
Yes, and Superhero Crew with Andrew and I, and Coach pops in for Coach's Corner.
Yeah, I actually have a segment. I almost punched him in the head, though, when he played that stupid music. I said, take that off, or I'm going to throw your computer out the window with you attached to it. But also, too, what we're going to do is we'll do a little crossover, because Judge Dredd and Strontium Dog's coming out, and Andrew's connections. I just got 6 case files of Judge Dredd, so it's like...
Yes.
You know, 6 phone book sized.
Yeah, we talked about that on Superhero Crew. I have some of those too. I love those old Dread stories.
Oh, so good. But you know what though? I'm glad, because to read 2000 AD and wait every month for 6 pages is tough. So yeah. I like that together. But
yeah, it's good to read those big volumes too of the old stories. You got to get all right from the beginning, because you get the Apocalypse War, that kind of stuff. Great Dread stories.
Well, you know what? I got 4. So I'm, you know.
This is not the Superhero Crew podcast, so we should stop talking about Judge.
Well, you guys don't have commercials, so we have to plug.
And Jack, what are you up to? What are you up to now? What's your podcast?
I'm a podcast Ronin. Podcast mercenary. I'm looking for any kind of podcast that needs someone with a bit of dry humor, I'm a bit zany. But also a professional, you know. So I'll send you my headshots. It'll be I've got a demo tape, whatever you need.
Yeah. So if anybody needs a,
so you can put it right in your Walkman.
If anybody needs a guest host, Jack is available. Please contact him through the usual channels. You can contact him through deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. So there you go. And
Yeah, I think that about covers it. It's been a long episode, but enforcers are fun to talk about. Next week.
Is it long? Is it long even without the interruption?
Oh, it's crazy long. You guys wouldn't shut up.
We're about a half an hour over it just now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Really?
So I was going to, you know, I've been messaging Pat telling him that you guys are just constantly talking, so.
Oh, is Pat, is Pat on standby?
No, he's not. I was just joking.
Hey, you can't even joke about that. You can't, don't even throw that in our faces. That's, you're better than that, Rob, because we, there's no way we could believe that.
You can't hold my beloved Pat,
as hostage?
Intellectual terrorism? Come on.
I can, because this episode is now ending. So, thank you for listening to the award-winning Team Building Exercise. We'll be back next month with GCPS for, it'll be on New Year's Eve.
We are doing GCPS?
That's the last thing I heard. I wrote it down. I penciled it in, so.
It's done.
Thank God pencils have erasers.
Not this time.
Really?
Yep, we gotta do it eventually, so we're gonna do it now. And, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
Bye-bye. Say bye-bye. You guys never say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No?
I'm saying bye-bye under protest.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?